Hey, this is Christian Cotta, associate broker with the AZ Brand Team at Revelation Real Estate, and I put something together for you for this February edition. Roses are red, Ryan's eyes are blue, the market's still hot. What's that mean for you? This is the question we'll attempt to answer today, so stay tuned. Welcome back, my friends. Christian Cotta here. It's the February edition of the East Valley Real Estate Market Watch Show. I'm joined by my buddy Ryan Eller over at Academy Mortgage. What is up, Ryan?
What's up, Christian? How's it going?
Good. How are those pearly blue eyes? Is love in the air around your house with Jessica? is the sweet taste of candy still on your lips from wining and dining your beautiful wife this month?
Well, you know, since I have little ones, we were really enjoying the candy wristbands. So you can eat it right off. They love them. Oh.
So you guys had candy and we had NyQuil and DayQuil because the flu's been running rampant here. So we're finally back at it, back 100% full steam.
Well, I'm glad you're back to 100 because now we can really entertain and educate today.
Well, and I mean, you heard in my intro, it's no question or no secret that the market's still hot, but what does that mean to you? You and I were talking a little bit here before, and it is crazy right now. I mean, all we hear about is how high the housing prices are, but there's a lot more that's going on in the market. And the thing no one's talking about that you and I just mentioned, earlier is that every single one, but pretty much every zip code that was up last month is down this month, and every zip code that was down last month is up this month, and it's like a seesaw every single month, up and down. And so what does this, what does it mean that the market's hot? What's your interpretation of that?
Well, what it means is you need to know your area. You have to know what's available in your area so you can make the right offer. We've been running into a lot of people trying to put lowball offers in, and they're not even entertained. They're just thrown to the side because they have multiple offers. So if you're in a hot area and you love that house, you don't want to mess around. You want to offer full price and you want to pay full concessions if you can do so. Because we've had two or three deals fall out because someone was trying to offer right what they were asking, but then wanted the seller to pay concessions. So some areas you can still do that, but some areas you can't. I mean, what's your take on that?
Well, number one, I mean, it's definitely right now a seller's market, but the reason for the seller's market, and we talked about this last month, is the lack of inventory. Last month, you mentioned the interest rates are going to start creeping up towards the end of the year. Yeah, and I shared information about the new inventory from new home builders that'll be hitting the market, end of third quarter, beginning of fourth quarter. And so right now, the prices are above 2007, 2008 pricing. It's insane. And this is for houses that were built, 8, 10, 12 years ago. And one of the biggest issues that buyers are sharing right now is, aside from what you mentioned, that they put an offer in and there's six or seven other offers. Yep. This is not even, with agents not even marketing the houses, they're literally getting the listing and putting it on the MLS and getting a flood of offers because there's buyers that can't find anything. But on top of that, like we were talking earlier, our stat sheet is bleeding red when it comes to the number of sales. And we're gonna take a closer look at that when we deep dive. But out of 40 plus zip codes in the East Valley, 43, 44, whatever it is, there's like six, seven, or eight zip codes that had more sales this month than last month, and the rest were down. And I'm not talking down like one or two. I'm talking 10, 15, 20 total sales off of what the previous month was, which means right now there is a stranglehold on the market because there's just nothing to sell. So if you own a house, you should be considering taking advantage, going all in, pushing the chips in.
Right. And that's what we're probably going to see is for a little while here, it's going to be sparse and there's going to be a lot of competition. But then when the homeowners get savvy to what's going on, there's going to be probably an inflow of inventory. At least that's the hope for everybody, right?
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing. So to touch on what we were talking about with the inventory, I'm not going to talk, you know, too much about the loans and the interest rates. That's your expertise. But from the inventory standpoint, if I'm a homeowner and right now my house is in the, you know, $300,000, $400,000, $500,000 price range, and I'm thinking to myself, wow, man, my house price is getting up there, but it's also, you know, 5 years old, 12 years old, whatever it is. Keep this in mind. These home builders, the first segment of the market that they're targeting with their new property inventory that's going to hit, you know, August, September, October, is the $300,000, $350,000 to $500,000 price range, which means if I'm a buyer and all this new inventory comes on the market and I'm going to spend $350,000 to $500,000 and I have to choose between a 10, 11, 12-year-old house and a brand new house by Ashton Woods or, you know, D.R. Horton or, you know, Toll Brothers, I'm going for the new home. And so what that means is that all of a sudden, if I own a house that's in that price range, I might start to see some prices plummet because we're going to see some inventory that's in that upper mid tier drop way down.
Right. I agree with that. So with that being said, let's check out the zip codes and let people know what we see and what you think the trends are going to be.
So are you asking for the segment that we call what's hot, what's not?
Yes, I am.
Well, I have it right here, my friend. All right.
Hey, hold out. Let's see what you got.
So what you guys wait for each and every month are what's hot, what's not for February 2018, starting with the what's hot zip codes. These are the zip codes that were up the most in each East Valley city, starting with Tempe. 85283 was up 3.2%, so a nice modest gain. Chandler, if you live in 85248, boom, up 24.04% this month. I'm telling you, it's like a seesaw. Gilbert, Queen Creek, 85233, 12.21%. We're actually gonna deep dive that zip code here later. Mesa, 85201, 9.21%. Now the interesting thing about this, Ryan, is that's not a super high home price zip code, but it's been pretty consistent and the annual increase is also up there. Now, Scottsdale, if you live in 85054, your home prices are up 27.83%. Those are some higher price range homes, so those sales can impact that more. Now, on the frigid side, because it is the winter time, what's not, our what's not list. Starting with Tempe, 85281 was down 15.48%. Something I want to talk about with you, Ryan, here a little bit later is how these negative swings down, how big they really are based on where the house prices were the last month. 85226 is down 9.03% in Chandler. If you live in Gilbert, Queen Creek, in 85296, I'm sorry, your home prices dropped 8.70%. Mesa, 85215, down 18.29%. Ouch. And then Scottsdale, 85266 was down 11.95%. That's this month's February 2018. What's hot, what's not. Ryan, give me your take.
Well, the take is, if you are in the market to buy, you're going to want to get in before interest rates and prices raise, because that's what we're seeing. And especially with, like you said, with the new builds coming up, there's going to be more inventory and it's going to, you know, it's going to cause some turmoil. And so now you're able to know, okay, I can get in at this price and this interest rate. And, you know, we've seen almost a quarter point increase in the last couple of weeks. So it's just going to keep trending that way based off of the predictions that we're seeing. So if you're in the market to purchase, now's the time to start looking and start locking down what you want.
Excuse me. I got something for you right here. I told you I was sick, so a little residual there. Let's put this on the record. If you're watching this, Ryan and I last month talked about how you could sell your home in a zip code, if you live in a zip code that's up, and find a home in a zip code that you like that's down. We're talking about timing, targeting for maximum profit, for maximum sales. And we explain real brief, I'm talking top level, top of the funnel stuff here, where you could literally create a swing on your next purchase of $20,000, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000. Let's put this on record, Ryan, because I had quite a few people message me when they heard that last month. And if this is something that interests you too, comment below and let us know. But let's put this on the record, Ryan. You and I are gonna pick two actual homes, one in a zip code, a home that's available in a zip code that is up, and a home that's available in a nice zip code that's down. And we're gonna put a video together with the actual loan for John Smith, home seller, home buyer. We're gonna walk them through the process of what we actually have a video for, the 9 steps for simultaneously selling your home and buying a home at the exact same time. We're gonna show them start to finish with two actual properties, how much money they can make. What do you think?
I think it's great. Let's show how this works, where you can sell high and buy low, and what that's gonna do to impact yourself, your family, and your future.
Let them see what it feels like. All right, so real quick here, one thing that's notable about these zip codes that are up and down is there's only one zip code that's up, just marginal, small numbers. The rest are almost all double digits across the board on the upside and the downside. I mean, we're looking at, you know, some that are way up in double digits, you know, 20%, 18%, and the rest that are, you know, 15, we got, you know, a couple that are down 9 and 8, and that's notable. These are big swings each month, not little swings. So with that, what do you say we deep dive? I want to take a look into this month's hot zip code. You want to see what we're talking about here in Gilbert 85233?
Let's see it. What do you got?
All right. So this month, Gilbert, we are in 85233. So Lindsay, Baseline, you know, the Lakes, Val Vista Lakes, that area, Neely Ranch. We're up there. If you live in 85233, we're looking at an average home sale price in January that was $314,150. So, you know, mid low, how am I going to say this? Low 300s, but not just barely there. Last month, your average home sale price in December was just under 280. So that's, I mean, right there, we're looking at, you know, a $35,000 average home sale price increase. So
that was, you know, how many months?
That's 30 days. That's 12.21%. I mean, we're looking at the home price here is $315,000. The percentage increase over 30 days was 34,000. That's over 10% of your home value in appreciation in 1 month.
Right back into what you said is when the new homes come in, then the value is going to level off, if not go back down. So if you're in the market to sell, it's all about timing.
Yeah, and what's notable here, and this is what I wanted to touch on when we were, you know, mentioning this, is this, if you look at the total number of solds in this zip code, 53, okay? 53 homes sold in January in 85233. That's down 21 sales from December. So in December, there was actually 74, and now we're at 53. That's almost half. It's down. The number of sales is down almost half of what the total sales were for the month of January. I mean, you can see if we continue this trend of lower inventory, I mean, there's no reason that, you know, home value shouldn't be 320, 325, especially if your home's in good condition. That's something to take into consideration if you've lived in your home 3 years, 5 years. If this, you know, was a starter home and you want to move up, this is your opportunity to be able to look at all the different strategies. Give me some thoughts on that real quick.
That's exactly it. And so that's the strategy that most people use, is they get into their starter home or their, you know, the next level up. And once they get enough equity for a nice, you know, down payment, they can get into a new home, 20% down, maybe. You don't have to pay mortgage insurance on a conventional loan. So there's a lot of great options when you have some equity that you're working with. And, you know, maybe you have some left over, you can pay off some debt, or you can put that into a college fund for the kids.
Well, and if you're a buyer, I know that last month we were talking about the new Home Plus Advantage loan.
Yep.
How's that play into the houses in this zip code, in this 315,000, and even what we talk about here in Chandler in a minute?
Yeah, so let's say you don't have a down payment and you want to utilize down payment assistance. Well, now it goes up to 371,000 to change. And that opens up a lot more buying power to people that want to leverage the down payment assistance programs.
You can literally get into a house like of this price for some change, like, you know, more or less. I mean, we're just
talking about, you don't have to come up with that down payment.
You don't have to come up with the $30,000 that the house just went up in the last month.
Yeah, because you're going to, you know, we can do 3% down payment programs. I mean, the conventional loans are very strong right now. So this is something that, even if you don't have equity, there's a lot of opportunity in the market right now to take advantage of programs available.
And we said we're going to go directly into this prime example showing you guys in another video. So Rob, let's take a look at the not zip code that we're focused on this month, Chandler. And that would be Chandler zip code 85226. So this zip code in Chandler centers around the Intel Chandler campus. We're looking at I-10 over to the 101, the 202, up to about Ray Road. So if you live in that area, we're speaking to you. If you're looking to buy and you like that area, because there's some great pockets of subdivisions in that area and there's a lot of stuff around there. The average home sale price in January dropped down to $280,520, which is a $38,000 drop from December, when the price, average home sale price, was $308,350. So our first zip code that was up $35,000. This zip code is down $38,000. I mean, right here, Ryan, is playing right into our hands. This is the love that's in the air. This is the Valentine's feel, the sweet taste, right? If I live in Gilbert 85233 and I can sell my house for $35,000 and I can go find something in Chandler 85226 and save $30,000, we're like at 70 grand right now. And you haven't even talked about the loans. So, you know, that's a percentage decrease over 30 days of 9.03%. So that's what I'm talking. We're looking at how to like create margins of 30% here on the sale and the buy. And again, total number of sold listings was 40. That's 9 less than the previous month. So across the board, inventory is down. Anything to say about that?
Now's the time to look at your scenario and see if it's right for you to, you know, to move up or move on or get in.
All right.
Things are moving fast. So, you know, you're not going to get anywhere by sitting on the sidelines and wishing you got into the game, right?
When those interest rates hit and all that inventory hits the market, we're not here to say told you so. You don't want to be kicking yourself and saying, dang it, again in 2007 and now again in 2018. So if you've got questions, reach out to us. That's what we're here to do, is to help answer those questions. I think we're at about our time limit, Ryan. This leaves us on a good note. Again, we'll put a video together with some specific examples. I think that's a great idea. I want to go on record and say that that'll be out here in the next couple of weeks. But anything else to add before we wrap this up, my man?
That's it. If people have any questions about home loans or properties, they can either comment below or comment on the channel. Get in contact with us and we're happy to help. And, you know, just look at your scenario and see what's right for you.
So with that, I want to thank you for tuning in to our lovely, no pun intended, February East Valley Market Watch show. I'm joined by the best looking lender I know, Ryan Eller, and the smartest broker, you know, your friend, associate broker Christian Cotta with the AZ Brand team at Revelation Real Estate. This is our Real Estate Market Watch show.
Are you saying that you're beauty in the brain?
Yeah, I'm beauty and you're the brain. So if you got any comments, please do us a favor, put them down below. Feel free to ask anything. Doesn't have to be statistics related. Could be any question you have about real estate. Ryan and I are here to help you out on both sides of the ball, sales and lending. We appreciate you coming back each and every week. following us, connecting with us on social media. I'm your friend Christian Cotta. This is Ryan Blue Eyes Eller, and this is the East Valley Real Estate Market Watch Show. Take care.
See you guys.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.